it Thursday, December the 30th, and the last one for this year. We'll be back again in the new year. But today we want to look again at chapter 5 of the book of Revelation. John has been taken up in the spirit to see this great throne room in chapter 4. And chapter 5 began with a reference to a book of judgment and a book of redemption with seven seals. They'd asked the question as to could they find anyone on earth to open the seals, and no one can be found. Only the lion, verse 5, the lion that is from the tribe of Judah, a reference to Genesis 49, and the root of David, a reference to Isaiah chapter 11. But in verse 6 of chapter 5, one of the most mind-boggling visions that anyone has ever seen in the entire history of the cosmos, even greater than the scene of the baby Jesus lying in a manger or Jesus dying on the cross. Who is it who occupies the throne? And it's a lamb. He's the lion of the tribe of Judah, but he's a lamb as slain, as a slain lamb, a reference to Passover. And that is a very, very graphic image, that the one who is ruling the universe, the one who has all power, is a little lamb. He's the lamb of sacrifice. He's the lamb slaughtered on the day of Passover. The paschal lamb by whose blood we are cleansed and forgiven, and redemption is given to us. And the lamb approaches the throne, and the elders approach with harps, and John says they present the prayers of the saints, the worship of the saints. And then in verses 9 and 10 especially, they sang a new song saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you've made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." And that's a little summary of the redemptive mission of the Lord Jesus. He had come to redeem sinners like you and me, but one day we shall reign on the earth in the new heavens and new earth that we see a glimpse of in the closing chapters of the book of Revelation. Well, that's a little miracle in itself, that this gorgeous, gorgeous scene of Jesus on the throne, a lamb as though it had been slain in chapter 5 of Revelation. And we'll come back to Revelation next week, but for now have a wonderful New Year's celebration this coming weekend, and we'll see you.